Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Michaels. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Michaels. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson takes first base on ball four. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Olson moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Olson scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly takes first base on ball four. Oliver moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. Jolly moves to second. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vozmak moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Vozmak scores. Morgan moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hildebrand scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Michaels for the out. Connolly moves to second. Two outs. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Olsen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Oliver moves to third. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hildebrand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Com moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbain Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hildebrand covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett is hit by the pitch. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Olsen catches it and throws to first to double up Burnett. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Olsen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Michaels scores. Olsen moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jolly is walked intentionally. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Olsen scores. Johnson scores. Jolly moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Urbain Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-2 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Com reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Connolly hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill is hit by the pitch. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Olsen takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliver bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Olsen moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Olsen moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 3 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alexander moves to second. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 3 in the game. Worstler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Connolly strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for John Michaels. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Durham now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 4 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Olsen strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Johnson moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.